left get something to drink or get some water, but whenever you're, it's really up to you. I'm guessing you, wherever you want to take the time.
Maybe I just start. Yeah. Today, just my presentation is about a little bit different, but it's about the problem of the online collaboration for the junior high school student. Actually, can the LAMPS, can IQ benefit students, which is to learn through the online learning? It's all right. Before I start, actually, I just want to give you a background about the project. Actually, I actually take part of my research data, which is on a big project, which is an ARC linkage project, which is called the Design for Mobile Learning in a Technology Museum. And I'm from Sydney University, and we are doing the research, and the industry partner is the Powerhouse Museum. And maybe before, actually, I just delivering this poster so that you can look around with that project instead of actually telling you from the beginning. And everybody know that the Powerhouse Museum, which is in the city at Altimo, which opened in 1988, and they are actually a technology museum, which got science, technology, and design, and also transport and space exploration. And this project is more actually in using the mobile device. And I actually picked up one of the research data, which I'm going to tell you that this paper is actually selected just part of the research data, which is on the online collaboration of this project. And I've interesting find out that there is some problems of the online collaboration with the high school student. And maybe before I move on, I want to ask you a question. Is that, isn't it that anyone got the MSN chat, or registered or used it? Yeah, and not a lot. I mean, but if you're actually asking a high school student, most probably everybody actually got their MSN chat. I mean, they have already been using it in an online, I mean, collaboration session, but they are using it. Their mentality of actually using the, in a high school student, they're using the online collaboration, but they are using it as a casual chatting on MSN. But they are not more in socializing, not really actually learning that they are with a mentality. And I just selected, I got a lot of way for student learning activities for this project, but I select part of it is that they perform an exhibition design, which I give them a 3D design environment for them to design the exhibition, that learning activities. I pull out that one and then for this presentation. About the participant, all the students actually voluntarily participate. And I got three group of students, but only two group is actually having the online collaborative session. That's why there's a mobile group and also the online group. And every group actually got around about 6 to 7 students. And they're all from year 8. And they're mixed with boys and girls. And they're also from different type of school. That's all together around about 9 school. And from private, local, and also selective school. The student, actually the mix of the participant. And the method I'm using that only for this part is the online collaborative session. And what I want the student to is to sharing the ideas, I mean their design ideas, when they're actually doing their exhibition design activities. I want them to share the design ideas. That is what actually the online collaboration is. And I got 5 online sessions. All together is a 6-month learning process. And I got 5 online sessions, and I'm using a Learn Lab. And that Learn Lab is more or less like an online collaboration tool, but actually it's developed by the COCO Research Center, which is at Sydney University. And at the end, I got a focus group discussion of all 3 groups, but only I pick up these 2 groups. And all the focus group discussion is audio recorded, and also I'm coded it with themes. Just give you an idea what HUC the LearnLab is about. For this is the area which is a chat session. That student will actually type in the message that it will pop out in here. And they got different colors because different students actually got different colors signify that which student. And this is a participation chart, which when the student actually typing more activities, their spot will be closer to the center. That is when they're typing more, and then they will move more in the center. And this is also show all the student participants, all the participants. And also they got a notice board that the instructor can actually write some instruction for the student to actually do some work. And the student also can actually post that in the notice board as well. And that is the online collaboration tool which I'm using with the student. And I'll discuss further is about the result and finding. Nearly all the student reference of the coded themes in the online collaboration, they are negative comments. And surprising is that for the mobile group, it got 58 with student reference. And I just list out all the negative one, but it's only one, which is that they said that it's a help to learn. There's only one student reference. And they're from boring, not useful, not sharing ideas, problem and frustration. Okay, that's what actually said you see. What actually said about it. A little bit, I just pull out a few. Not useful, all right? That is the student, a boy, which is in mobile group. And he said that you find them chatting, half of the people weren't replying. Or they are doing something else, though I had something to tell them. That's maybe he's like just open a few windows that he's doing the online with, which is the session, and also doing some other tasks. All right, that's why that this boy feel that is not responding. And another interesting girl, which is in mobile group, is that, well, you just can't expect to speak to a bunch of teenagers in an online session, which is a bit like MSN, and then tell us to concentrate because we are not going to. This girl actually saying that, okay, because she is using maybe the MSN all the time, but all the time what she is doing is just chatting for fun, all right, that sort of thing, socializing. It's not actually really like a way of learning, but this is the first time that we try to use that online collaboration tool for them to really actually start actually doing some learning, and they're all E8. And the second part is that not sharing ideas. Everybody already said, this is a girl in a mobile group. It lacks, people don't talk the right stuff. Nobody really share, people keep on locking out to change the colors. You know why? That is already said it, okay? Because they're locking out, and then they lock back in, they can change their colors, all right? Their colors may be orange, red, pink, whatever. They keep on locking out and then locking in. They just said, thing. And another girl said that, okay, nobody really see any point of sharing ideas. But the thing is that, put it like that, is that, talking about the online as well, is that this is also interesting, is that you have to remember everything. You have to remember everything that you have done and then tell everybody. Because they need to actually design the stuff. Then they need to design and they need to type that in. And before they ask other student question. That's why it's pretty hard for them to actually remember all the things and then type it so fast and then for the other student to actually respond. That's why that's this girl in online group mentioned. And there's another boy which is saying that if I was said how to have a keyboard design, everyone going to turn around and laugh at me. That is another perception that if he's trying to share the ideas, other people will, they are very keen, and the teenagers is very, a peer group is very concerned about other people. That's they're talking. And And about the frustration and the problems, and this boy also mentions that you remember the thing lagging with who can be the best person to get to the middle. You know what? The chart that I'm seeing, that which is really good, is showing for the instructor how if the person actually is doing a lot of activities, they were moving into the center. That implies that all those students, that's, you know, see whether that I can show you that chart. Yeah. This chart is actually very good because if there's a six with a student, if they're actually typing the thing inside, all those students, if it's active, they're really active, they are moving to the center. And you know that because a lot of people maybe just sitting around at the corner, they are not typing. I mean, that some are actually moving to the center, that they're aggressive to actually talking a lot, but some is not. But what actually said this boy say that is because they want to compete with the other boy or the other girl, then they just press enter. And what happens that, okay, their spot will be moving to the center. And it comes back that the system is lacking because a few kids is actually typing enter. And that is really, actually said, yeah, some problems. Another thing is that they want to do their own stuff. They feel that is that because they are maybe open a few windows, that I've already said, they're not really actually concentrated to doing that stuff. If you can't see me, I mean, I can do whatever I want. I mean, in the online. And this too really actually said also apply into no matter you using LAM, Moodles, or even LearnLab. Everyone talk at once. It is hard to get your question answered. We got 6 to 7 students, which in the group. And everybody actually, because they're quite active, they are using MSN all the time. I mean, they are typing all LOL, whatever, all those little things. I mean, even not really actually everybody know, but they know. All right, they're typing very fast. But the thing is that if everybody actually typing the question at the same time, you will see that all the questions, da, 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 da. And then you can't actually catch them. And then the next one is coming up. And then that's why this girl said it. Okay, so question being like someone answers something and then another question is being asked and someone replies to other question that he talked like 2 minutes later. That's what she said is that, okay, you try to type and then you can't catch the question. Someone want to answer it, but they answer the other question. And she wait for 2 minutes and then after 2 minutes, she come back and see there's no nothing. This is the answer her question. That's what her feedback. And it's really true. I mean, even we run the online collaboration session, we also feel that if there's a group which is around about 6 or 7 students which is on that, you will feel that, okay, everybody is typing, but you want to answer that question and you are not fast enough typing that to answer that. And this boy is saying, you lost the respect. Which you lost the respect because your answer didn't actually answer it. That's what the this girl said. And I'm trying to say that I'm not generalizing the problems of the online collaboration. I just try to point out that particular case that which got this, the student got this sort of feedbacks. A discussion. Based on the finding, it seems that students report the online collaboration cannot help them to share ideas for these particular learning activities. And as you say that, as you've seen that all those, there's a lot of negative feedback for this particular learning support. Because I got 7 learning support for this mobile way of learning, and online collaboration is one of the learning support that I find very interesting, that's want to share with you. But I keep on saying that I'm not saying the online collaboration, but you need to be some monitoring system. That's why CAN LAMPS, that live monitoring facility system, can help the student. That's what, yeah. As we know, that's the LAMP monitor environment. I pull out the two, which is one is the LAMP version 1, which is on here, and this is LAMP version 2. And you know that everyone used LAMP before. Actually, LAMPs actually provide a role-rich and real-time, which you can track all the student progress. And you can see that it got different colors, whatever. If it's blue, then they finish the task. If it's pink, then they are doing that. And then if it's green, then they're not yet start. That's why this student actually finished all their tasks. And this student only up to the chat with learning activities. And the instructor can actually click on that and then open up what student is what they are doing. And then you can know that that particular individual student can actually see. And this may, maybe I try to say that this live monitoring facilities that as I told you about the integrated monitoring panel, I mean that panel, and which can track down every student, individual student. Once you actually double click that, and then you can see that student what they are doing, and it's quite important. I mean I can show you that others were for learning. Collaboration tool is also very good because they're used in the university. But maybe in your high school students, a little bit different. I mean, their mentality is like MSN. I mean, that's why it's trying to show you that. And also the sequenced orientated view, which inform the roadmap. And when you click on that, and you can see that I repeated the SADA. And also, when the learners complete the task, you can see the color changes from to red, whatever. And then you can see that what they are doing. And even the latest one, live with edit, you can actually block that. And then when everybody, you can change, live changing some with a design. I mean, the teachers can change something, some design, and then block it, and you can actually go. The student actually go for that, and it's even more facilities on that. But it got a monitoring facilities. That's the most important, particularly for junior high school student or for high school student. The instructor can closely monitor the student progress without letting student fall behind and lose control. That is exactly because if you see that one student actually is in early stage, it still can't move on, and still actually the red in the early stage, and all others already finished all the tasks. Then the instructor can, or the teachers can actually see what's his or her difficulties before he can actually move on. That's why that is really good. It's like it won't actually happen. I mean, like what the previous one that I told you. In the conclusion, I think the mentality of high school student is really actually treating the online collaboration just like chatting socially. They're not thinking about that is really a learning, because in our generation, different generation here, but in our generation that we don't feel that we have that, and then we may be using the online collaboration. This is the first time when we go into university, but the kid which is in high school student, they already got in primary school student, they already got MSN. That's why their mentality is different, because they have been using all the time in their life. I mean, in their school age. That's why their mentality is thinking about just chat, and it's not really just a way of learning. And that's why the high school student actually misusing the online collaboration, and maybe it's due to their immaturity. And because I'm using all in a year 8 student, as I may maybe in a year 11 or year 12 they got better, but in year 8, I mean they really actually got some with immaturity to actually playing around with that, without really actually to get some learning. And I think that the LAMP's live monitoring facilities may help the instructor. I mean, because we can effectively actually monitor and helping the student. If they really actually got some problem, and particular for their whatever learning tasks. And yeah, that's really concluded. I just want to acknowledge that Professor Peter Ryman, which is the chief investigator for this project, and also Matthew Cornell, which is from Powerhouse Museum, and helping me for, because he's also attended to one of the our online sessions to the student. And yeah, that's and that's it. And thank you. Yeah. Before I start, because they actually, I got two training workshops, which training, not this one, training their how to use the 3D whatever design environment, as well as I also teach them how to use the online collaboration launch. And I also give them a policy, I mean, one sheet of paper, that their behavior, how to, I mean, respect each other, not actually, yeah, yes, that sort of thing. I mean, I actually tell them, in the very first beginning, when they start the online collaboration, they got that sheet. But remember that because they are all voluntary participation. I mean, that's a little bit different. I mean, in a classroom setting, that's you got. I mean, it's not say that they are not. They are no discipline. They still have the discipline. But the thing is that it's not that tight. And that's why I said that. Reply your question. Yes. I do actually give them a policy on how actually they behave in the online session. Yes.
Is this a comment? I was just wondering whether perhaps asynchronous discussion might be more suited from some of the comments coming, that you remember everything mm-mm. online, and mm-mm. also the comments about the questions coming thick and fast and not being able to respond to mm-mm. the questions mm-mm. real time, that perhaps maybe an asynchronous discussion might be more suited.
Yeah, I did actually set up a forum as well for the student. But the thing is that because, remember this is a voluntary way of a project that they participate. They are out of interest to actually participate. And they are very good. They complete all, because they out of their interest, they do all the exhibition design, they submit three final with exhibition design. And the thing is that the forum, I did actually set up a forum for them. They can actually poll question in. But it's not successful that they did actually do, I encouraged them to do that. But maybe there are a lot of schoolwork or whatever that this is extra work. Remember, this is extra work for them. And this is a 6 month worth of duration, which start from July up to December. And that's why, I understand that, a forum, and I did actually get forum, but not really actually a lot of participation on that. Yeah, and they didn't actually set poll question, put it like that. And but they attend the online collaboration that, and what I did is that I did actually set in the second or third before they actually got and then I list them the tasks for them to present the stuff, and it worked a little bit better, but still not really that good. I mean, that's what I bring out this interesting fact is that I collect all five with online session, and I also the focus group with and then try to get all the coded themes for the student, how actually their feedback. And it very interesting for that particular learning support, they all actually said really quite negative. Yeah.
I've been using Lens with year 11 students, and that was my experience right from the beginning.
open-ended chat, all sorts of rubbish.
Yeah.
When
there's
a task they have to focus on,
and
as they get more familiar with the idea of chat, to collaborate rather than just chat, it does get better.
I agree with you. Is that because there's some students, because there's only six or seven whatever within the group, I may actually just a facilitator inside the session, and if they actually got something, and then I will post some question or try to actually like a moderator, and so that they try to actually put. But sometimes there's a if a few students, then it's a three or four, then it seems it's really actually out of control. I mean, in some stage. But I feel that 6 to 7 is really huge.
Yeah.
I mean, within a group is 4 to 5, maybe is better. Because when you're typing, they're really interested. They just type, and then they expect the fast answer. And if there's no answer, then just... And then, that's a high school student.
Thank you very much.
All right, okay.